Welcome to Unbreaking Birth, a podcast designed to pull back the curtain,
literally and figuratively,
on what can happen in the medical system. I'm Hehe, founder of Tranquility by Hehe and creator of the Birth Lounge.
And I'm Megan, a UT Health Family Nurse Practitioner graduate specializing in women's health and previous labor and delivery nurse.
And with 16 years of combined experience, we're here to make sure you are informed as possible when having a baby in the United States.
It's not new to anyone that the United States medical system is broken, but there are ways for you to stay in control of your healthcare and be collaborative with your provider.
We will teach you how to be an active participant in your care and be your best own advocate.
You'll hear from medical professionals that prioritize patient experience, consensual care, and evidence-based medicine. You'll also hear stories from people who experience the broken parts of the system firsthand.
The more informed you are, the less anxiety you'll have.
And the more empowered you'll feel.
Let's unbreak birth together. Hey, 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 Megan, welcome to our very first episode. It feels so fun. This is something we've talked about for such a long time, and we're so excited to actually bring it to the people.
Yes, I'm so excited that we're finally doing it.
This is going to be such a game changer in so many women's lives. So, okay, welcome to Unbreaking Birth. This is what we have dreamed of for a really long time. We are bringing free access to unbiased birth education and really sometimes all of women's health to you in podcast form. So it's on the go. You don't have to sit down and watch something. You can just listen wherever it fits into your life. I'm so excited to finally have this platform to be able to deliver the care that people deserve. So, Megan, let's start with our whys. Why was this a dream of yours for so long? Why are you taking on this journey with me of starting a podcast to change people's lives?
I'm so excited to be doing this with you. And I've loved seeing the stuff that you've been doing online for so long. And I am ready to do this alongside you. But I guess I first got into women's health because it just felt natural to me before I was even in nursing school. I've always had and maintained really strong like women relationships and friendships and have been interested in encouraging women. It was just natural for me to be passionate about. When I started working in labor and delivery, I had been a nurse already for a year and I thought I struck gold. Like I was at my dream job for the place that I was in life currently. I got to help support and encourage women and help bring life into the world and really got to make family connections, like helping a dad change a diaper for the first time or teaching him how to swaddle or being a part of like the intro of the other siblings to this brand new baby and helping mom reach her goals for birth, whether that's being unmedicated or breastfeeding and helping her latch for the first time. I just loved it. Whatever it was, I loved it. But as I grew as an L&D nurse, I began researching more outcomes, decisions, induction pitfalls, seeing C-sections out of convenience of schedule, or even before being told not to educate my patient the way that I like to by a bad doctor who is trying to be coercive to your patient. I realized quickly that it was time for a change. I wanted to be a provider and have more time to educate patients and help them with their birth plans and reach them about all of their options before they arrived in the labor and delivery room. So I began nurse practitioner school with the goal of continuing to work in OB-GYN. And now that I'm getting to do that, this podcast with you just felt like the next piece of the puzzle. I'm glad that we're getting to reach as many women as we possibly can, as many birthing people as possible, so that you as the listener can be prepared for any birth space that you're in, any medical treatment that you might seek, or just any time that you need to speak up for yourself because you're your own best advocate. So Hehe, why don't you tell us why you're doing this?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just hearing your story makes me so excited to have this podcast and this platform and I'm so stoked to be able to bring this information to people. It's so important. Okay. My why. So my why actually started before birth. It started not before my own birth. Your face was like, what the heck? So I have a master's in human development and family studies, and my journey started with infant development. And so I actually worked my way back to women's health in this kind of way. My master's led me to being an infant and toddler early childhood education teacher. I also have a background working with children on the autism spectrum. So a lot of parent support. While I was in the classroom in early childhood, I noticed that parents were, oh my goodness, just really struggling emotionally, sometimes physically from sleep deprivation, mentally from going back to work, relationship troubles, figuring out the role as a new parent, understanding their baby. And as a teacher, I really felt a part of this family's life and their like inner ecosystem. And so I had obviously this pull to fix this stuff for them. And I wanted to understand where all of this was coming from and why was everyone seeming to struggle? And it was just never anything I had looked into. And so a coworker suggested I take a doula course. And when I did, it truly changed my life. And I was like, wow, I think if we could help people have better births, we could help them have an easier postpartum time, which is what I was accustomed to seeing and supporting, right? And I was like, wow, I think if I just jump a line or two down the pipeline, I can actually alleviate some of the problems I was experiencing in the classroom alongside these families or witnessing them and supporting them through experiencing this. And boy, did that open my eyes, because when I got into the hospitals and I was like, oh my, this is not good. This is also not what people expect, right? And so it just further solidified, like, if we can change the way that people birth, we can literally change their whole life. We can change their bond with their baby. We can change their nursing and breastfeeding and feeding journey in general. We can change their postpartum. We can change the relationship with their partner postpartum. We can avoid so many hardships if we can just change the way that they are treated and respected and heard in birth. And so that's my why. I have multiple platforms that, you know, kind of support this mission and really gets information out there to people. But this podcast is so special to me because A, there's a medical professional on the team, and B, it is going to be a place where we are free to talk about anything and all the things, and people can guarantee that it's evidence-based information and that we are not here to convince you one way or the other. We are simply here to give you the information, the data, and the tools that you need to make the choice independently for yourself. And I think that is a rare gem. I do not think those places exist a lot of times in a lot of industries. And I'm super excited to pioneer this space with you to bring people free access to that unbiased birth support. That is, I have chills. I'm excited. Let's go.
I am so excited too. And I like, based what you just said about women and them maybe like the way that they're treated in birth and the way that they are able to advocate for themselves, or maybe the way that they're disrespected in labor and birth care, or not trusted in their own bodies and things like that. I think it's, we're in a moment in life right now, which, I mean, I know we've, so many people have wanted to see these changes for so long, but we're in such a moment of women like quitting jobs that are toxic to them, of women asking for same pay, of women, you know, like leaving bad relationships or having other options to support themselves financially. And like, this is the next thing, or this is the first thing, like, advocate for your health and your own body and your birth and your baby. And like, that can transcend so many areas of your life with your partner, with the way that you ask for help, with the respect that you demand at work and at the grocery store, whatever, you know, like it's all connected. And we got to start with our bodies and our minds in this space to do that.
How do we get one of you and I, and there are thousands of people that are just like us, you know, there are thousands of people who've been doing this for years and years before us. So please don't think that Megan and I are like, you know, this is our idea. Absolutely not. We are just so excited to bring this to you, I think, on a platform that's accessible to so many people. But how do we get one of you and I in birth rooms with everybody?
I know. And I work with so many people that are people like you and I, for sure. But there's the other side of the coin. And so we're hoping that with this podcast and the chats that we have, that this is a way to, that we can kind of be in your birth room, or that we can kind of get to you before you go into birth, because you don't always know who's going to be with you.
Heck yeah. You have no idea how many people will say like, I could hear your like little voice, or I could hear like your little phrases in my ear when I was giving birth. And we want to be that for you. So, you know, if you don't have access to out of hospital childbirth ed, or if you don't have access to doula support, or maybe you don't have a partner and you're doing this by yourself, we hope that we can provide you the space and the information that you can still go confidently into your birth, and that you can maybe use some of these episodes and hear our little voices in your ear, rooting you on and cheering you on as you have your baby. All right, Megan, this was fun. I'm excited for future episodes. We're going to be diving into, how do you advocate for yourself in the birth room? How do you start to have conversations in your prenatals? What makes a hospital mother baby friendly? What makes a hospital breastfeeding friendly? How can you spot coercive care? How can you spot non-evidence-based care? Plus, what you need to know about the data and the science when you do find yourself in these situations.
Yeah, and I'm even going to be jumping in sometimes probably about things that run a full spectrum of women's health or even primary health. I will probably be talking some about birth control because I work in birth control advocacy. We obviously know some hot topics right now, like with family leave and with things like abortion. We'll be chatting about things like that. And just all kinds of things like leak procedures, hysterectomies, lab work, things like that. We'll be chatting about all kinds of women's health stuff.
This is so fun. I literally cannot wait to see you guys next time on Unbreaking Birth. Bye.
Bye.